Before we head into this next story, just have a brief warning that it might not be appropriate for all listeners. It includes mentions of sexual assault. A California woman who suffered sexual abuse in prison by guards responsible for protecting her is now free. Her early release could pave the way for other people who've experienced physical or sexual assault behind bars. NPR Justice correspondent Carrie Johnson reports.
Federal prison officials in Phoenix put Aimee Chavira on a bus headed home last month, soon after a judge granted her request for early release.
I was nervous, for sure, but I was very, very happy.
Chavira is now reunited with a close circle of family members near San Diego, but her joy in being home runs into her fear of strangers.
I haven't been out very much. I think interacting with people outside of the prison is what makes me nervous. I think it's going to take time for me to adjust a little bit.
She served most of her sentence at a prison in Dublin, California. Six officials have been charged with sexually abusing women locked up there in what became known as a so-called rape club. Chavira reported her abuse, but the warden, who has since been convicted of victimizing women in his care, did nothing. Ultimately, she has to be freed 3 years early under a program called Compassionate Release. That program gives people in prison a chance to apply for release to a judge if they have extraordinary and compelling reasons. Traditionally, that meant things like terminal illness. But in April, a federal sentencing panel voted to make sexual abuse by prison officials a basis for compassionate release. Erica Zunkel is Chavira's lawyer.
Ms. Chavira's case is one of the first Dublin cases, and maybe the first or one of the first. And we are very hopeful that this can lead to more women who were abused at Dublin getting out.
Zunkel works at the University of Chicago Law School. She says those women need to be released as soon as possible.
And the experts confirm it doesn't matter if you're moved to a different prison. It doesn't matter if they're offered the very best therapy possible. The Bureau of Prisons is a fundamentally unsafe place for a survivor of sexual violence to recover from.
As for Aimee Chavira, she says she knows women from Dublin who have been moved to other facilities where they continue to suffer retaliation.
This is just one prison that's coming out to the light. What's happening in all the rest of the prisons with the rest of the people that don't have any help or a voice?
DOJ and the Bureau of Prisons didn't have specific comments about this case, but the Deputy Attorney General has made rooting out abuse in prisons a top priority, and she's directed prosecutors to ask for harsher penalties for officers who abuse people in their custody. Prison leaders say they're reviewing how wardens are selected and supervised and installing more cameras inside facilities. Last year, a bipartisan Senate probe found widespread sexual abuse in federal prisons with few consequences for officers.
This is why we need independent oversight of federal prisons.
That's Kevin Ring. He advocates for people in prison for the nonprofit group FAM.
You are not going to clean that up through individual investigations. You have to change the culture, and you have to get rid of the concealment and bring some transparency and sunlight into the prison system.
Ring is throwing his support behind a bill that would create an ombudsman for the federal prison system and provide for more scrutiny of those facilities. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.